It is not uncommon for me to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and from time to time, let's go to the pulpit, Mike. From time to time, for me to wrestle with the serpent. It's not uncommon that my demons come out. And such was the case this last Tuesday, 4 o'clock in the morning, for whatever reason, I woke up and there was the serpent. And I began to recount every sin I had ever committed. It was going to take a while, so I settled in. And the more I thought, the worse it got. The more I wrestled, the worse it got. And I'm thinking, y'all could put me in jail for some of these sins. Not really, but that's how bad my wrestling was. I might could be put in jail for some of these. I know I could be fired for some of these. I'm the worst person on earth. And I hope my friends in Lumberton don't find that out. If they do, I'm done down there. Not that I ever had much of a chance with them anyway. And on it went. And me and the serpent just wrestled. Maybe it was this sermon today, or maybe it was upcoming Lenten service. I'm not sure what caused all that. Maybe it was the Mexican food. I don't know. But it was not a happy time. It was not a pleasant moment as I lay there and wrestled. And I began to sweat, and I kicked the covers off, and that didn't help. I went and checked the heat, and it was already low. It was awful. It was awful. And I know that some of you have struggled in days past as well, thinking not so much about yourself, but about the church. I know that you've shared with Christy and other members of the committee from time to time, got us a pastor yet? When y'all gonna get us a real preacher? What are y'all doing in those meetings? Hurry up. I know some of y'all have struggled with that. And in a minute, you'll get to give us some feedback on your struggle with that. But the struggle is real. And the serpent or the demon or the monster, however you conceptualize evil, it is real. And evil exists to cause us doubt. Doubt where we turn away from our faith. Doubt is not the opposite of faith. The opposite of faith is certainty. When you sat down on this pew this morning, did you have faith that was going to hold you up? Were you certain? You hope. In recent days, as you've looked around the church house, have you had faith that we would continue to be the church God has called us to be? Are you certain that we will be? You see, if you are certain, you quit having faith. And in my wrestling a few nights ago, it was to cause me certainty that I was a sinner and I was worthless to humanity. And I said to myself again, I hope my friends in Lumberton don't find me out. because they'll run me out of town on a rail. I might not even deserve a rail. And you know who's to blame, right? You know who's to blame. Women. It's y'all's fault. Everything's fine in the garden until Eve went for a walk by herself. I'm kidding. But on Tuesday afternoon, I had lunch with a friend who was not kidding. I do executive coaching. Part of my work is around coaching with execs. And this friend I was having lunch with is a client. And he said, "What are you preaching on Sunday?" And I said, "I'm preaching on the temptation in the garden." He said, "Oh, Eve." I said, "Well, not exactly Eve, more the serpent." He said, "Well, if she had just behaved and followed the work of her husband, we wouldn't be in this mess. But she was punished. Thank goodness she was punished." I said, "What in the world are you talking about?" I said, do you know the punishment of Eve?" "Yes." "What?" "She would have pain throughout childbirth." So that's exactly right. For about 9 months during the process, there's painful moments, so I'm told. And right before the grand opening, there's a lot of pain and sweat and blood and tears. And that is part of the curse. But that's 9 months and maybe a couple of weeks and maybe a couple of minutes. You've been sitting here for an hour telling me how much you hate work. And what are you going to do after we finish? So I'm going back to work. The work you hate. Yes. Said Eve gets pain for about 9 months. But brother, you and I, we got pain until we quit. So you tell me who's punished. You wouldn't be my client if you weren't suffering. You wouldn't be my client if you weren't in pain. So don't tell me about woman. Tell me about the stupidity of men. Then we can have conversation. Then I told him about the four women who had helped me grow up. Four strong women who had helped me grow up. Four strong women who taught me how to be a man. And sometimes there was cursing involved. And sometimes there was pain beyond childbirth involved. But my dad gave up that right. My mother took it on. And my grandmother and my aunts. So don't talk to me about Eve. Talk to me about the serpent. For it's the serpent. It's the serpent that causes us to doubt to the point of turning away from our faith. It's the serpent that causes us to doubt and drop away. But we are here about hope. We are here for hope. Parker Palmer says that hope comes to us when joy collides with struggle. About 6:15 on Wednesday morning, you know what happened as I was wrestling with the serpent? About 6:15 that morning, anybody know what happened? The sun came up. Thank you, Malcolm. The sun came up. Another sign in the sky that in spite of my worthless self, I am still God's beloved. The sun came up to say to me, yes, Prosser, things ain't always what they should be, but today's a new day. Today's a new chance. So you know what I did? I put my feet on the floor and I walked upstairs to my office and I began to work. And the next day I worked and the next day I worked and here we are. This survey that you hold is a sign of hope. It was developed by the Pastor Search Committee to say we are hopeful for what is next. We hope for the days ahead. Many of you keep saying, when are things going to get back to normal around here? Let me give you this advice. It ain't going to ever get back to normal. It's going to get to a new normal. You're going to another place, but normal as you know it, it's done. But this survey is a tangible sign of hope. Hope for the church. Hope that you have been thinking and praying and working. And that you are now ready to say to the Pastor Search Committee, I have hope. And this is what it looks like. And it's important enough that we stop in the midst of worship to give you time to fill it out. Because today, what you have to say is just as important or more important than what I have to say. So let us pray together. Loving God, we don't know how to build an ark, but we know that you do. We don't know what our next pastor should be like, but we know that you do. So help us in these moments to share openly and honestly our thoughts about the days to come. Not only our thoughts, but also our prayers. Bless us in these moments of communicating with your Spirit and with our Pastor Search Committee. These are important days, and we pray your blessings on us as we move into them gently. Through Christ our Lord, I pray. Amen.